using them and applying them to our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. When you were reading that parable that Jesus told, and it got to the point where the people who did like 1 hour's worth of work got paid the same as all the people that worked throughout the day, hands up if you thought that was unfair. Quite a few people. Hands up if you thought that was fair. That's what he said he would give. Okay. Split room on this one. Was it fair? Well, sometimes when we see inequality in the workplace, for example, it's good to challenge these things and say it's not fair. For example, if two people are doing the same job and one's a man and one's a woman and they get paid differently, that's not fair. They should get paid the same for doing the same amount of work. But that's not the point of this passage. Jesus tells this parable because he wants to speak about envy and about generosity. The vineyard owner says in verse 15, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good?" The NIV puts it like this. "Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?" The workers react badly to a display of generosity, despite the fact that they themselves are the recipients of a wage that is fair and that they agreed to work. A penny doesn't sound very generous, but in those days, it wasn't a penny, it would have been worth a lot more. It would have been a generous wage. Jane Williams, a theologian, writes, "We define our wealth and happiness not only by what we have, but what we see others have. It's the apparent injustice of those who work less having the same that drives the envy of those who worked a full day." Now, the landowner in this story is actually God. And it's actually about God's generosity. The workers are told to work in the vineyard. And in the Old Testament, this was a metaphor for Israel's relationship with God. It's his grace that calls the workers into God's vineyards. And it's the unwillingness to be gracious and respond to such generosity that results in them leaving the vineyard. And we know in the Old Testament that the Israelites are exiled into Babylon. The challenge for us from the gospel is to learn to be content with what we have. And all of what we have is born out of God's generosity and grace to us. Our measure is not what other people receive, but what we have received. The measure that God gives to us. And so my challenge today is to be generous like God. How is God generous to us? Well, first and foremost, he's generous to us by giving us forgiveness through Jesus. In Acts 13, it says, "Therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin." We have received forgiveness from God. And in return, God wants us to show forgiveness to others, to be generous in forgiving others. That's a hard thing to do sometimes, but it's something we can do once we really know God's forgiveness for ourselves and we ask for his help and his Holy Spirit to help us to forgive others. Another way that God is generous to us is through food. In John 6:35, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." We're very fortunate in the UK to have plentiful food from all around the world. And God calls us to share this food with others, which those who don't have as much as we do. This could be anything from donating to a food bank through the box at the back, or giving food to someone who's homeless, or maybe inviting someone round for a meal. Another way that God is generous to us is through our finances, whether that's money we receive through a job or through benefits or other ways. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge your harvest of your righteousness. You'll be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." And God calls us to be generous with our finances as well. That includes giving to church, to charity, to people in need. Let's be generous, like God. Charles Swindoll tells the story of an American soldier in London in the latter days of World War II. A young boy watched wistfully as he went into a bakery to buy a pile of donuts. On leaving and seeing the ragged, hungry child, the soldier asked if he would also like some donuts, and he gave him a dozen. As he walked away, he felt a tug at his greatcoat. It was the young boy. "Hey, mister, are you God?" We reflect the nature of God most when we learn to be generous. The hardest and most rewarding area in which we can learn to be generous is with our money. Making a simple and definite decision to give regularly from the first of what we have and not from what's left over is a decision to be a little like God. Let's be generous like God. Our giving reflects our hearts. Jane Williams writes again, "If our eyes are set on God and thankfulness, then we may be more easily learn to be content. If our eyes are set on our neighbours who have more than us, we will more readily be discontent and inclined to grumble. Instead, let's be generous like God." Paul writes, "I've learned to be content with whatever I have," Philippians chapter 4. Be generous to be content. Before we can know how much to give, we have to know how much we need to live. Without contentment, we'll always be seeking more. Discontent is like a river periodically bursting its banks and flooding the land around it. We need to establish the channels, which is the discipline of setting aside an amount we wish to give to God's work at the beginning of each month or week. It's an effective discipline reminding us of who is or should be at the centre of our lives. In the parish of Herne Hill, we encourage people to give through the parish giving scheme. There are leaflets about this at the back if you don't already give, or they're also on our website. So to conclude, let's be generous like God. Let's be generous to be content in our finances, in forgiving others, and through our food and hospitality. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your generosity to us. Help us to be generous like you in all areas of our lives, including our finances, in forgiveness, and in sharing our food. In Jesus' name. Amen.